Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Browns was in this studio, probably sitting in that chair right over there, with the boys, and he talked to them, you know, exclusively here on 92.3 The Fan, and, you know, getting, you know, post-draft reaction, but also finding out the other headlines that we want to know about what's going on with the Browns as we head into next season. If you had the chance to listen to it, well, we'd love to hear from you and hear what you thought about what he had to say, 216-474-0092. But we also, we want to listen to a little bit more, too, and just try to maybe get some insight and maybe catch some things that we didn't hear while we were listening to the interview while it was live. Dan Menigan is in today for Jeff Phelps. All right, so where are we on this? I talked about the running back room. Where are we with Nick Chubb?
One of the biggest roster building challenges is when you're trying to plan out a position group when the availability of a player is unknown. That can be really tough to plan around. In those cases, we usually plan pretty conservatively. There's just more downside if you assume, like, okay, well, they're going to be on the front end of rehabilitation and we're going to build the roster that way, and then you get surprised.
I get it. It's a tough spot to be in because, you know, you've got a guy on this team that means a lot to the locker room, means a lot to the coaching staff, and really means a lot to the fans, because I think they respect Nick as much as any Cleveland athlete that's ever played or wore a jersey here in the city of Cleveland. We love Nick Chubb. We do. And we love the way he plays the game. We love the way he works hard. But he is coming off a nasty, nasty injury. And so, again, when we talk about Andrew Berry and what he has to do, he's got to look at what's best for the team in the long run. So, obviously, by all the names I've read, they're prepared to start this thing, you know, without Nick Chubb. But it's truly driving with your foot on the brake and the gas at the same time. And you're desperately just want to put your foot on the gas.
They are going into this season hoping that Nick Chubb is a part. But as they built that hope, they built a lot of off-ramps. And by that, I mean they went and got Nyheim Hines. They got Dante Foreman. They got Jerome Ford still. They have Pierre Strong along with that. They have a lot of different options that they can turn to. And I think that's the smartest way that this team can look at the running back position this year, is to just go, let's throw a bunch of resources at this thing. And for lack of better terminology, let's tread water until we know what's going on with Nick Chubb and go from there.
Is that not the philosophy on every position, though? Look at quarterback. Same thing. Winston, right. Huntley. We don't know what's going on with DTR. There's an injury issue going on there. Look what they did on the offensive line. Bringing guys in is like bringing in Brian Allen this week. Like, it's the same thing. It's like, okay, we feel strong about our starters. That starting 22 is locked in. And so, but now we're going to make sure that we are not going to have what happened to us last year,
right,
where we're sitting here scrambling to get guys to play offensive line, scrambling to play quarterback, and of course trying to find the right answer at running
fifth
back
and sixth string tackles.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where things were last year. Like, this offense was broken because they didn't have the human beings on the ends to block. Like, that's where the injuries were with this team. It was unbelievable that this team made it as far as it did on a fourth string quarterback, a fifth string left tackle, a sixth string right tackle, Like, and we could go all throughout where this team was with all the different injuries all over the place. It's nuts they made it as far as they did. I mean, it's absolutely nuts when you look at it and think about it. And it's hats off to Andrew Berry for finding guys who could step in, and hats off to Kevin Stefanski and that offensive staff for being able to scheme up something that could work.
I'm also going to give it haunts me they gave up so many points in the playoff game, but I also think that the reason you could survive with that much turnover and, you know, question marks going into every game on offense is because of the way Jim Schwartz ran the defense.
Well, defense was
that the defense gave you opportunities to win, and your offense didn't have to be 100%. It could be 60% in some games, and you could still win games. And that while we might be giving credit, a ton of the credit for these guys just to keep it together, the rock in that was Jim Schwartz and the defense and the way the defense played.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of those things they decided to do in the draft was give him a little bit more, I hate using the term ammunition, but we'll go with that, by bringing in a guy like Mike Hall out of Ohio State, the defensive tackle. And the big thing, of course, that all of us circled was the fact that he went to Ohio State and, you know, great Buckeye, all that kind of stuff.
Streetsboro, Benny, and, you know, exactly. knew him from around here, at least.
Streetsboro knew from around here as well. Some people thrive on that. Others think there's pressure. Andrew Berry was asked, are you worried about any of that?
For every prospect, we want to make sure that we understand their environment of influencers so that you can best support them as appropriate, especially if guys don't necessarily have a strong infrastructure. But with Mike, that wasn't really a strong concern.
I talked about this the other day, running into a former Streetsboro football coach from when he knew the family when he was there, but just never really had the chance to coach him. And that just all anyone was saying at Streetsboro was strong family, great guy, understands it and gets it. The other part of this for Mike Hall that's unique, I mean, I remember watching drafts left and right just because, you know, obviously I follow the Buckeyes the way I do, that, you know, there were times when I would watch all of these Ohio State guys, even going back to like Vrabel, and watching him go to Pittsburgh and go, why didn't the Browns take this buck? It was almost like if you said a guy played at Ohio State, he wasn't coming to the Browns because they didn't want anything to do with him. And then suddenly, I think Andrew was the first GM in a while that's kind of said, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to bring in a Buckeye. And then start to take in higher end. And then Denzel kind of changed things up a little bit. For me, at least the perception of it. And so if you're Mike Hall and you're worried about the, oh, man, I'm from the east side of Cleveland. I went to Streetsboro. Then I went to Ohio State, and there's going to be all this pressure on me because I'm from here. I'm supposed to be this or that. I mean, all he has to do is, you know, walk two or three lockers away and just go, Denzel, how'd you deal with this? Because, it is that same unique position to be in, and to know that he can walk over there and just say, hey, Denzel, how'd you deal with this?
Absolutely. Simple. And the main thing with that is, of course, having that resource in Denzel Ward that's there. But I think more than anything, it's not just the local ties, and it's not just Ohio State.
I do think there's something about it, though. I think that you know, some guys don't ever have to worry about that. They just don't. It's just how many, oh, hey, can you get me tickets for the game? Hey, you're
that's
worried about
the
a thousand
guys.
I mean, you have a million distractions on the outside that somebody who's coming in from Clemson doesn't have to worry about.
Right.
Right. He went to Washington. Maybe there's four or five family members that want to come to the game, or they're going to be here for a week during training camp. Maybe they're going to Greenbrier to watch. The distraction is way different.
Mm-hmm.
It's way different.
Well, that was always the thought with, and I swear I'm going to swing this back. That was always the thought with when Kevin Durant was trying to make a decision of where to play basketball, and one of the teams that was out there was Washington, D.C., which was where he was from. And that was always the big thing with that, is people were like, well, maybe he doesn't want to come to D.C. and it. Because he doesn't want to deal with family asking for all that stuff. And he liked having that distance where he could just focus in on basketball.
So think about.
And you're right. I wonder if that plays into it as well.
And then it kind of gives you a little more perspective on LeBron, too.
Mm-hmm. And all. Well, he did a good job of tuning all that stuff out.
Because his circle was so tight. His inner circle was very tight. We all know that.
The one thing with Mike Hall is we're talking about the difficulty of being from a region and then turning around and playing for that professional sports team in the region. It's not the biggest hurdle. Going from college to the NFL is.
Every player's transition is so different. That's why I never really subscribe to the notion of like, okay, well, this guy's like more ready than someone else. First year is a transition, and that transition can be what you're doing on the job. It could be acclimating to a new city, a new organization, family considerations.
I look at these guys and, you know, just take anybody. You, especially if you're at a Power Five conference school, right? You're in high school, you're probably the guy who had 20 or 30 different offers from every D1 school. Everybody in your high school knew who you are, and you are the big man on campus, and you were playing a ton, right? And if you were really the guy, then maybe you had a little bit of a transition when you went to college. You're a freshman all of a sudden. But the way you're trying to get guys on the field now because of NIL and transfer portal, coaches are going to play you when you're young, freshman, sophomore, have the opportunity to do that. So the downtime of not being big man on campus is way more faster than it was, I would say, you know, like when I was a kid or even when you were a kid growing up. And now you're the big man on campus and you're playing in front of 100,000 on Saturday and everybody knows your name again. Everybody knows your name. Then you get drafted by the Browns and now all of a sudden you're not on the first team, probably for the first time in your life, except for maybe when you first got to wherever you went to college. And so that transition, and I'm glad Andrew brought that up because we brought this up last week during the interview, that psychologically, man, I just don't know how some guys can deal with it so quickly. Like, you have to understand that it's not going to happen for you like that. The game is so much faster.
CJ Strouds are few and far between.
Yes.
Like, rookies are bad. That's the numbers tell you that. Your eyes tell you that. When guys come from college to the NFL, they're usually not good. What you're looking for in the beginning is that you can just tread water. And maybe at the second half of the season that you take off. But like, Puka Nacuas don't grow on trees. CJ Strouds don't typically happen. Most of the time, there's a curve to it. Most of the time, as a rookie, you are poor. Now, some of that because your team is poor. Some of that is because your situation is in rough shape. A lot of that's just transition. And that's where I am with Mike Hall. And that's where I am with Zach Zinter. And that's where I am with all these different guys. It's like, just be better tomorrow than you were the day before. And I know that sounds like youth coach, but God, is it the truth. Just be better tomorrow than you were the day before. Just get better every day. Because we're not putting a lot of weight on your shoulders right now. And that's the way it should be. And it might help these guys down the road to become better players.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's all very interesting. All right, let's talk about it with Daryl Ryder. And Daryl also, like a lot of people are saying about Dome versus redoing the stadium on the lakefront, and everyone wants to talk about the money and who's going to pay for that. Daryl did a deep dive into some of the numbers. We talked about it on the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast. We're going to talk more about it right now when we bring him back after the break. So Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, he is next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.